What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of An Investor's Journey. With you here is Jonathan Barbera from Prime Homes. This episode, because it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, I decided to kind of focus a little more on mindset and gratitude. This is a very important step, especially for anybody that is running their own business, right? And I mean, it's really important for everybody, but especially for those of us that run our own business. When you run your own business, stress, not sleeping, anxiety, depression is seriously a daily part of the business. I have yet to meet a business owner that hasn't gone through any of these, or at least one of these, in their course of owning their own business, right? And what came to me is a couple of weeks ago, here in San Antonio, with my wife, we went on a hike to Enchanted Rock. And it's literally just a big rock in the middle of nowhere that people just climb up. It was nice, but as we're climbing up, we decided to stop halfway and just kind of like relax, take a break. And what I started realizing was that I turned around and it was beautiful. The scenery, the sky, it was a great day. It was a great breeze and we were just sitting there just enjoying it. I mean, my wife, she's like, "Oh, let's meditate here and let's, like, you know, just deep breaths for at least 5 minutes." So I'm just sitting there and we're just, you know, breathing together. It's all romantic. But I realized that, like, I'm looking at everybody else and they all have their head down and just making the climb up the rock. They just want to make it to the top and make the climb. And they're tired and they're, you know, they're getting worn out. Because, I mean, it's a good elevation. It's, I think you're climbing about 400 or 500 feet. So, I mean, it's a good amount of elevation. And people are getting tired and they're still going. They have the head down and they're going. And then I was like, you know, that was always my issue. Is that we all have that goal that we want to get to the top of the mountain, right? And what we do is put our head down and just work. The issue is that for many of us, that top of the mountain is a moving target. It's never, you know, like an actual peak that you're going to hit. Because as you grow, as you mature, as you go achieving things, that peak sometimes gets larger and larger because you want more now, right? So if all you do is keep your head down, you miss the most beautiful part of going to the top of the mountain, which is the climb. It's the journey that you have to enjoy. Like, at times, you actually have to make time to stop, turn around, and enjoy how far you've come, you know, and be grateful for what you have achieved. And this could be, even if you've been in business for a year and you're still in business, that's a huge accomplishment. Not many people can do that. You know, if you own a business that is your main source of income, that's a huge accomplishment. Not many people can do that. Many people do run a business as a side business and then they have their day job. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and that's also an accomplishment. The fact that you have a day job and you started your own business. What I'm saying is that you have to take the time to really stop and enjoy this journey, which is why we named it the Investor's Journey. Because as an investor, through life, you never reach your goal. You never reach your destination. Your destination essentially is death, right? I mean, you're never going to stop. There's never enough. There's never a point where you say, okay, that's it, I'm done. Now I'm just going to go and sit on my couch for the next 20 years. Like, it's never to that point. There's always something more that you're going to want to do. Especially if you have any form of entrepreneurial tendencies inside you, you will never stop. Because inside, I mean, I run my own business and I'm already thinking about 4 other businesses that I would love to own in my lifetime. You understand? Like, I am nowhere near the top of my mountain. But the problem is that I did this a couple years back where I put my head down for a while and I wasn't picking it up. All I was doing was just making the climb and just working. And ironically, it was actually at Thanksgiving. It was during that week that I got really sick, right? I mean, I love Thanksgiving. Turkey, mac and cheese, you know, apple pie. I mean, I love Thanksgiving. And ironically, it's not for being grateful. I love it because of the food, like many of you probably do. But I started getting sick. I didn't enjoy eating. I couldn't eat. I got nauseous. And I felt that night, I was watching TV with my wife, and I felt like I was having a heart attack. You know, not many people know this. I'm sharing it with you guys. But I felt like I was having a heart attack. My heart was beating really hard. My left arm was kind of feeling numb. I couldn't hear. I couldn't see much. Like my eyesight was going. I was like, holy shit, this is it. You know, and I freaked out because I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's very, very scary. So whatever, it went away. It went away, and I was like, shit, like, I don't know what to do. So I go to the doctors and I tell them, hey, yeah, you know, my stomach's been acting up, this and that. I don't know what's happening. And they, like, yesterday caused me to, like, you know, explain everything, and they ran some tests, and they're like, actually, your stomach is fine, you know, ran blood work, everything is great. They're like, it's probably stress. And I was so pissed. I don't like doctors. I mean, if anybody knows me, they know I do not like doctors. Aside from that day, I hadn't been to a doctor in probably over 10 years. Like, I don't go for yearly visits. I don't go for anything. I truly do not like doctors, right? Like, I hate going to the doctors. I hate being there. I feel like most of them are just full of shit and trying to take your money. Now, I'm not saying this is right or it's wrong. I'm just saying, like, these are my feelings towards them. So when this doctor's telling me it's stress, I was like, wow, you're fucking lazy. Like, you can't figure it out, so let's blame it on stress, right? It's like, oh, it's stress. That's what's causing it. So to me, that was a really lazy answer, and it pissed me the hell off. And I was like, all right, screw you. I already spent like a couple $100 on all this shit. And I was like, eh. And I kept going. And then it just kept getting worse. I lost over 35 to 40 pounds in about 3 to 4 months. I don't recommend that diet for anybody. That's not the, everybody's like, wow, you look great. It's like, you sure? You know, and it's because I wasn't sleeping. My stomach was so screwed up that I wasn't eating. And all I kept doing was work. But what I kept realizing is that even the work that I was doing, while I was constantly busy, I wasn't really moving forward. It wasn't very, like, strategic type of work. It wasn't things that were pushing the needle. So that started pissing me off even more, right? So long story short, after many doctor visits and many different studies and different doctors and all this crap, I accepted that it was stress because everything kept coming back to the same thing. It's like, you're stressed. You're stressed. Period. You're stressed. I was like, all right. So this is, apparently stress is real. So I started taking care of myself, started exercising. I hate exercising. It's boring as shit. I tried meditating. I you know, that was terrible. I couldn't just sit there. I was having a panic attack while I was meditating. Oh, going back to it, that heart attack was actually a panic attack. And I had multiple throughout this time of panic attacks. It feels like you're dying. Like, it feels like that's it, it's over. I remember even sitting at the dining room table with my wife, and I was telling her, I was like, look, you know, if this does happen, I was like, you got to do this. Here's some money for this. You know, move money here. Like, it was like, all right, I'm like towards the end. You know, there's something wrong with me. Nobody can figure it out. I'm fucking gone in a few months. So it was a really, really dark time for me. And then, you know, once I admitted that it was stress, I was like, okay, let's play this game. Let's say it's stress. So I started taking care of myself, and I started reading a lot of books. I started getting in. One thing about me is when I get into something, I get obsessed. So I, like, which is probably why I got sick. But I got obsessed with the power of the mind. So I started reading a lot of books on the mind and a lot of things about this. And one thing that I kept seeing from all these books is that, like, holy crap, do we have the power to kill ourselves with our mind. I mean, it's unbelievable, the ability that we have to hurt ourselves. And they were describing, like, anxiety and panic attacks and what goes through our heads. And I was like, I felt like they were talking to me. I felt like it was, you know, this is what you have. This is what you're going through. I'm like, yes, it is that. Like, that's exactly what I felt. You know, and I just, my ego couldn't accept that it was stress. I was like, stress is for weak people. I'm not weak, you know, and it's just ego. Everything played a role in it. And I mean, to kind of sum it up a little bit, is what I realized is just that, like, you got to literally stop and you got to relax. You got to enjoy the day, right? You got to enjoy your journey. So anxiety, reading these books, pretty much anxiety comes from stressing about the future, and depression comes from stressing about the past. So I didn't have too much depression, but I did have a lot of anxiety. I was living in the future every single day, and that was my big mistake. It's like, while I do want a lot out of life, it's nearly impossible to connect the dots looking forward. It's not nearly, it is impossible to connect the dots moving forward. You can't look forward and say, oh, here's the next spot that I'm gonna do, because you don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. But the way to connect dots is looking backwards. You can look backwards and connect the dots from where you came from to where you are now, right? So when I started doing that and I started looking backwards and connecting those dots, I was like, yeah, I have come a long way in a rather fast period of time, right? But I just wasn't realizing these things because I was always looking at how far that peak of the mountain was, right? I was always looking. I'm like, damn, I'm still so far away. But then when I turned around and I looked back, I was like, holy crap, I've actually come a long way. You know, it was even further before, and now, like, I am getting closer. So as you start connecting the dots looking backwards, you can actually see progress. And progress helps to relax you, right? So what you got to do is, the only time you look backwards is to connect the dots and then go back to the present. And the only time to look forward is when you're setting your goals and then come back to your present. But the whole point of this is that you got to be present. You have to be in the day that you're in, not in tomorrow, not into next week, in the day that you're in. Now, I'm a person that, I don't know if it's ADD or whatever the hell they want to call it, but I multitask a shit ton. You know, I'm always doing like 4, 5, 6 different things at the same time. And what I started realizing is that all those 4, 5, 6 different things were not getting done to the best of my ability. So by limiting now, where I literally close my emails, put my phone on silent, close all the tabs, and I say, okay, I'm gonna do this one task. That's all I do. And I only have that window open for that particular task. And it's very hard to do, because, I mean, my monkey brain starts jumping around and it wants to do more, and it's very hard to do. But I do it. I force myself. And what I started realizing is that I've been getting a lot more progress a lot faster with a lot less stress. You understand? And that is the key. Ever since I started implementing these things, I used to not be able to sleep, and they were giving me sleeping pills. I was drinking sleeping pills with sleepy time tea, with melatonin, and some other like herbal shit to relax you. And I still wasn't sleeping. You understand? Like, it was just no sleep at all. So ever since I started doing this, I've been getting better and better every single day. And now I can sleep without taking anything at all. I just say, okay, I'm going to go to sleep, and I go to sleep. I mean, how weird is that, right? To me, I was like, man, that is how it's supposed to work. You are supposed to go to sleep and just sleep and not toss and turn and get pissed at yourself because you're not sleeping, or you should be working, or all this other nonsense. So really just focus on today and be present. And the biggest thing to help you with all that is starting a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal keep it by your nightstand. At the end of every day, write down three things that you're grateful for that happened in that day. Three things that happened in that day that you're grateful for. And it could be something as simple as saying, I'm so grateful for the amazing cup of coffee I had this morning, right? Or I'm so grateful for, you know, being able to go to sleep next to my beautiful wife. I'm so grateful for, you know, how much work I got done today. Whatever it may be, but three gratitudes. Because what that does is that you cannot be anxious, depressed, or mad, or upset, or, you know, stressed when you're feeling gratitude. It's literally impossible. If you're feeling gratitude, you are in a grateful state. You understand? So it's very hard to feel any other state when you're already in a grateful state. So this gratitude journal helps with doing that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, the Buddha over here, because I don't do the gratitude journal every night. I still have my issues. I'm a person that I demand a lot of myself, and I still deal with this on a daily basis. But it has helped me tremendously. I've come a long way from a year ago where I was. I even gained some weight, which now that sucks. I was kind of liking how I was before. But you know, it's healthy now, right? Now I'm healthy again. And that's really helped. Another key part that helps a lot is to stop comparing yourself to somebody else, right? Stop saying, oh, I want to be like this person, that person. Or maybe you see somebody on Facebook that you're like, man, they're doing so good. What am I doing wrong? Look at what they're doing. And you obsess over them. Stop doing that shit, because the truth is that you don't know where they started, where they're coming from, or even if what they're saying is even true. I mean, not to be a little grim, but you look at all these celebrities that committed suicide recently, you know, Robin Williams, Anthony Bourdain. I mean, you look at all these people that you're like, they had the money, they looked so happy, and then what the hell happened? That's what I'm talking about, is that you don't know what's going through their heads. And what they put out, you're in control of what you put out, right? And in social media especially, you're your own PR. So you're only going to put out the best things. You're never going to put out that you're miserable, that you're depressed, that you're fighting with your spouse, or you hate your family. Like, I mean, some people do, but you know, most of these people that you're thinking are killing it, they're not putting these things out. And you're having these problems every day. And guess what? They are too. They're just not sharing that shit. Now, what you need to do is stop comparing yourself to them. Even if they're doing better than you, who cares? That does absolutely nothing for you. The only thing you need to compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. That's it. The only person you should be worried about is yourself. And you should be competing against yourself. And when you start doing that, you're going to see, you're going to feel a lot better and a lot more relaxed. Every day, be better than you were yesterday. And small increments, you know, don't do what I used to do is I read a book called The Miracle Morning. It's a great book. But I'm a person, like I said, when I do something, I go all out. So I was like, all right, the miracle morning. Okay, so I'm going to get up every morning at 5 a.m. I'm going to work out, read, meditate. I think it's affirmations, journaling. I think that's it. Savers. So I was like, I'm going to do this every single morning. That's too much. And for me, it was too much. I couldn't keep up with it. And then what happens is that because I would skip one or not do the other or whatever it was, I would get pissed off and then not do any of them for the next week, right? Or I'll start off like everybody does every Monday. Start off all gung-ho. Hey, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush it. Monday goes great. Tuesday goes okay. Wednesday, eh. Thursday, you start fizzling out. Friday, you left it. And then you're like, fuck this. Friday, you didn't do anything. Saturday, you didn't do anything. Sunday, you didn't do anything. Come Monday, you're pissed off at yourself. You're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You might skip that week, you know, and then you might start it all over again. You know, I don't have the secret formula for this because I'm still struggling with it myself. So I don't know what the secret formula is. I mean, aside from self-awareness, where you need to figure out what works for you, I don't know what it is. But what I do know is what it's not is not judging yourself. So if you get up every day and you say, you know, I want to do these five things every morning, and you do one, is just be grateful with that one that you did. You know, don't judge yourself for the other four that you haven't done yet. So those are the things that I look at when I'm moving forward with my life and with all the shit that I've been doing. And coming back to what we're talking about is, like, you know, Thanksgiving and the being grateful part and everything, is truly share your gratitude. You know, truly feel that gratitude, be in the present moment. It's fine to have big goals. I have really big goals. I have huge ambitions. I have a family that I've set my legacy to be. Whatever my kids achieve is going to be my legacy, right? It's going to be whatever I can pass down to my kids. That's a big burden to have, because I'm putting their success on my hands, you know, and that is a very stressful thing to think about, because then I say, you know, I want to be my kid's ultimate role model. That means that, what does a role model mean, right? What does it mean to me to be their role model? So all these things sometimes set very, not unrealistic, but it's very big goals that you got to give yourself time to accomplish. And when you've had years of bad habits, like I have, I've had very bad habits. Like I said, I hate working out. It's boring as hell to me. You know, I don't have the discipline for that. But you need it. It helps. It helps with your stress. It helps with your thinking. It helps with your body. It helps with everything. I mean, working out is the best thing you can do. Exercising, you know, but I hate doing it. So how do I get myself to that point? You know, so going back to it, it's just being grateful for everything that you can do, that you have done, and just taking it one day at a time. Stop living in the future. Stop living in the past, and just be in the present moment. So I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving with your family. I hope this kind of resonates with you guys if you've been going through this. And if you have any questions or anything you want to share, feel free to reach out. I always love sitting down and talking with other entrepreneurs about the struggles of, you know, running your own business and being in your own business. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll catch you next week.